Anyway, Peter describes it as a mix of poor decisions and thought of it. It's this independent shortwave station tucked away in the forest.
A man in the woods, okay. And she's alone out there, is she?
No, she has an engineer they call Juan Valdez, who is basically obsessed with coffee and analog gear, plus her friend Koa stops by.
It sounds like a real community. I heard they even share the space with the local wildlife and goats.
Yeah, mixed with raccoons and some friendly spirits. It's meant for the night owls who want to find something magical between the stations.
So it's basically held together by optimism and a lot of caffeine.
Exactly. If you want the full story of how it started, Vita actually put it all into a book about the miracles that brought the station to life.
I might have to check that out. It's not every day you hear about a broadcast coming from a 70s band